Now, a woman and a rider are in a critical but stable condition in hospital following a crash involving three motorbikes at the Northwest Road Races. The woman was a spectator. She was hit during the opening race, the Superstock race, on Saturday. Two riders were also taken to hospital. A third rider involved was unhurt. One of the riders, thankfully, only has minor injuries, but Stephen Thompson is in a critical condition. It's been in a critical condition. It's been described as a serious incident, obviously, technically a serious incident. When you look at the newspaper coverage this morning, I'm looking at a double-page spread in the Belfast Telegraph, and I'm not exaggerating when I say it looks like a bomb site. That is such a harrowing, harrowing picture. I want to speak to a man who was there and who's been round that circuit many, many times, commentator and former motorbike champion, Philip McCallan. Philip, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Philip, I know, and this has to be emphasised, my goodness me, there was even criticism from a top rider of the circuit being too safe and too slow. Every effort is being made to make that circuit safe. Was Saturday just one of those incidents that you couldn't legislate for?
It was just we can't say we keep using the word a freak accident. It was an accident that happened, and everything that could go wrong in that accident went wrong. You know, one guy fell off, the other two bikes got involved in the collision, couldn't do anything else, and a big catapult of that wave, you know, over a wall or to the front, and that poor lady was sitting in the car. So it's just, how could you plan or prevent things like that happening? I just don't know. You know, the Northwest Club, Mervyn White, his team, they work day and night to make it as safe as possible. And
Unfortunately, Philip, the line is really poor at the moment. If we could give your phone a bit of a shake, maybe we could get a better connection on it. But you're saying that, you know, Mervyn White and his team are doing everything they possibly can do.
Yeah, they're doing all they can. And as you know, last week the criticism started about it being too safe. You know, chicanes. But the reason we have to put those chicanes in is for safety. I mean, you know, I'm not a big lover of chicanes either, you know, because we all want fast corners. But unfortunately, you know, the greater the speed, the more chance of an accident. So the chicanes have been in because later on he wants to put those chicanes in. But to reduce those speeds from 200 plus miles an hour to bring it down to a more, you know, acceptable speed, if there is such a thing.
Yeah, and as you say, 200 miles an hour, sometimes the speed that the riders are travelling at. Another incident, and hopefully both people involved will make a full recovery, but year on year there seems to be tragedy associated with the Northwest. I think it's 16 people have lost their lives on the circuit. It's an incredible tally, and it's almost expected that something might go wrong in road racing. Does it put a question mark over the sport? I know people will criticise me for even asking you that, Philip. I find it difficult to watch the sport. It is so, so, so fast. But if people are being injured and people are being killed, surely it does put a question mark over it yet again.
It's sport is a high balance sport. It is a high risk sport. It looked like on previous years, there's record crowds this year there compared to previous years. You know, the people want to watch racing and we want to give them racing, and we've just got to try and do that as safe as possible and cut the risks down. And no doubt there will be many, many meetings on safety after this event again. And you know, it's such a great event, it's a historic event, and we've people from all over the world. You know, it's broadcasted to over 100 countries, and if we can just somehow just cut those risks down a little bit more, it would be worthwhile.
Thanks for your time, Philip. Thankfully the line improved there at the end. Philip McCallan.